Depending upon where you vote, you've probably noticed little American flags or perhaps even orange cones set up someplace near the entrance to the polling place. Those markers are there by law to keep the politicians away. Okay, maybe not the politicians so much as their last-minute attempts to woo voters through handshakes, signs, and literature. Here's the language from the Illinois statute. No person shall, at any primary or election, do any electioneering or soliciting of votes or engage in any political discussion within any polling place or within 100 feet of any polling place. If you recall the Constitution's promise of free speech, you might wonder about that prohibition. The law keeps only certain speech, political speech, out of the zone within 100 feet of a polling place. You want to talk about sports? That's okay. And that makes the statute not content neutral. The First Amendment is usually hostile to any sort of prohibition that targets one type of speech alone. But polling places, they're different. The Supreme Court decided as much a few years ago in a case from Tennessee. There, a city council candidate apparently wanted to politic in some way within the 100-foot no zone, and so the campaign argued that a prohibition against such politicking was unconstitutional. But the Supreme Court disagreed. A prohibition on political speech on election day at key locations was constitutional, a majority of the justices decided, because the government has a compelling interest in securing the right to vote freely and effectively. Keep politicians, their ilk, and their ink away, and you help prevent voter intimidation and voter fraud. This wasn't pulled out of thin air by the justices. It used to be, they explained, that voters made their own ballots, marked them at home, and carted them to the polls for counting. But political parties soon recognized an opportunity and printed their own ballots, wooing or bribing or intimidating voters into voting the party's way, and often competing heatedly with others for a wavering voter right there at the voting place. But it wasn't just political parties behind the intimidation. Perhaps you've heard about a recent public education campaign by corporate CEOs to encourage employees to take an hour off work to vote. Well, apparently their predecessors once embraced this cause too zealously. The 46th Congress, the justices wrote, reported that men were frequently marched or carried to the polls in their employers' carriages, furnished with ballots, and compelled to hold their hands up with their ballots in them so they could easily be watched until the ballots were dropped into the box. Some workers simply stayed away from the polls. Others who voted the wrong way lost their jobs. So that's why we have such secrecy in voting today, the majority explained, and why we have a prohibition on those who would politic close to the polls. The change in voting law toward voter protection and voting secrecy kept employers, party bosses, police officers, and saloon keepers away from polling places and made election days, a commentator wrote in 1888, as peaceful as our Sabbaths. So today there's this in the same Illinois voting statute. No person shall interrupt, hinder, or oppose any voter while approaching within those areas for the purpose of voting. And there's no electioneering within 100 feet of a polling place. Here, concerns about a fair election trump free speech concerns. I'm Amy Guida.